Screams of anguish pierced the stale morning air of prison block 43. Iron bars rattled between tattooed hands, jawbones cracked under powerful punches, and chaos turned into a full-on riot. A guard gripped his gun as a sweat bead fell from his forehead, past a red X branded into his skin between his two eyes. Countless prisoners fighting in their cells were also marked with the same X. Instead of dominating the prisoners into submission through unsavory means of manipulation, the marked guard pointed his gun at his forehead and blew the strange marking right off. He slumped into the corner as blood dripped down his lifeless face. James splashed the fluoride-filled water from his cell sink onto his own face. He examined himself in the non-glass mirror. Wrinkles hugged at his eyes, but his forehead was free from any branding. His eyes glanced at the blurry reflection of his cellmate hunched behind him, a big burly guy with a shaved head. James turned around to witness the skinhead scream out. The massive beast of a man fell to his knees. He turned to James with bloodshot eyes. "What have you done to me?" Speechless, James watched with curiosity as an X slowly carved itself into his cellmate's forehead. James touched his own head again, but found no such marking. His attention turned to the scene unfolding around him. Prisoners with X's fought each other, tried to claw their way out, and even tried to cut off their own facial skin with knives. On the other side of the metal bars, guards scurried around in desperation. Some of them also carried the scarlet letter. The warden ran into the cell block and gathered the guards. James strained to hear their discussion, but it was muffled by his roommate's ranting about what he'd do to the person responsible for his new marking. From what James could tell, the warden made similar remarks to his minions before dashing off. The warden didn't even do a double take as he walked past the dead guard in the corner. The other prison employees with an X followed the warden, and the guards without the mark stayed behind to keep the prisoners in check. Their attempts to contain the madness weren't working. "Please, children, stay calm. We need you to stay in your groups," a teacher wrangled kids on a crowded playground. A vintage motorcycle pulled up to the school. Sophie removed her helmet and dismounted from the bike. She pushed past throngs of concerned parents taking their children away. Sophie's confident stride picked up when she saw some kids marked with X's. "Steven?" Sophie called out as she scanned the schoolyard for her younger brother. No answer. She combed through the crying children, the yelling teachers, and the mixing of marked and unmarked people. Her eyes rested on a scrawny 10-year-old boy being pushed around by a much bigger kid. "Steven!" She raced to his side, putting herself between her brother and his bully. "Leave me alone, Skylar," Steven said, now protected by his sister.
"She can't protect you, dickwad. She doesn't have an X either."
"That's enough," Sophie replied, noting the brute of a kid's branded forehead. "No one knows what this means, okay?" She turned to Steven. "Okay," she reiterated. He nodded.
"You're just as stupid as your brother," Skylar snorted. "You're all gonna die."
The bully moved his thumb over his throat as he squinted his eyes at Steven. Sophie rolled her eyes, grabbed Steven's hand, and pushed past Skylar. Steven looked behind him as his sister pulled him away. Skylar threatened with another neck-cutting motion.
"Excuse me, where do you think you're going?"
Miss Watts stopped in front of Sophie with her arms crossed. The curly-haired teacher also had an X on her forehead. "I'm taking Steven home. Do I need to sign him out or something?"
"Only parents may take their children. You're just a teenager," Miss Watts said with a sneer.
"You know our situation. Why are you always trying to make things difficult for us?" Sophie asked.
"It's the school's rules, not mine," the smug teacher replied.
Steven's eyes fell to the floor.
"Well, fuck the school's rules," Sophie declared as she pulled Steven onward.
He looked up and smiled. Sophie turned back around to face Miss Watts, whose mouth was agape.
"By the way, you have something on your forehead, Miss Watts. You might want to get that looked at."